The Early Dark Sector, The Hubble Tension, and The Swampland, by Evan McDonough et al. We consider the interplay of the early dark energy, EED, model, the Swampland Distance Conjecture, SDC, and cosmological parameter tensions. EED is a proposed resolution of the Hubble tension relying upon a near-Planckian scalar field excursion, while the SDC predicts an exponential sensitivity of masses of other fields to such an excursion, ME caret C, dph, MPL with C approximately 0.1. Meanwhile, EED is in tension with large-scale structure, LSS, data, due to shifts in the standard parameters necessary to fit the cosmic microwave background, CMB. One might hope that a proper treatment of the model, e.g., accounting for the SDC, may ameliorate the tension with LSS. Motivated by these considerations, we introduce the early dark sector, EDS, model, wherein the mass of dark matter is exponentially sensitive to super-Planckian field excursions of the EED scalar. The EDS model exhibits new phenomenology in both the early and late universe, the latter due to an EED-mediated dark matter self-interaction. This dark matter philic fifth force, while constrained to be small, remains active in the late universe and is not screened in virialized halos. We find that the new interaction with dark matter partially resolves the LSS tension. However, the marginalized posteriors are nonetheless consistent with FADA equals 0 at 95% CL once the Dark Energy Survey Year 3 measurement of S8 is included. We study constraints on the model from Atacama Cosmology Telescope data, and find a factor of 2 improvement on the error bar on the SDC parameter C, along with an increased preference for the EED component. We discuss the implications of these constraints for the SDC, and find the tightest observational constraints to date on a Swampland parameter, suggesting that an EED description of cosmological data is in tension with the SDC. This was the Early Dark Sector, The Hubble Tension, and The Swampland, by Evan McDonough et al.